This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1982.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus.
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there, my friend. I'm so glad you could join us for another happy time visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. We welcome our listeners from these United States, plus countries around the world where these visits in English are heard. Isn't it great that we can get together in this way? I only wish we could see each other. But since that's impossible, we'll just have to let our imaginations take over. By the way, what do you think I look like? Lots of people think I'm old and gray because I take the grandpa parts in the stories so often. Well, I am a grandpa. Our daughter and her husband, who live in Germany, had a baby girl this past summer. But I really don't feel like a grandpa. I don't feel old. By the way, my wife's name is Betty, and she works in the office here at Children's Bible Hour, helping to take care of all the students enrolled in our Bible correspondence course. Well, enough of the chit-chat. Let's get to some bright music, okay? The last several weeks, we've been featuring some old-time choruses. This week, let's sing an old-time hymn. Only let's sing it with some bright accompaniment, okay? By the way, this song is being done just as it appears on our recording, Good Old Gospel Singing, and I just know you'll want to sing along. The cousins are ready, and I hope you are too. It's an old hymn about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's called The Lily of the Valley. Sing along if you know it. That song was talking about our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lily of the Valley. Here's one that's all about our Heavenly Father. Pam and Aaron sing it. We've got a great, big, wonderful God.
We've got a great, big, wonderful God. Great, big, wonderful God. A God who's always victorious, always watching over us. Great, big, wonderful God.
In this great God of whom we've been singing. You know, it's one thing to say, oh, sure, I believe there's a God. And it's quite another thing to know God and to know His Son, Jesus Christ, as your own personal Savior. Here comes 5-year-old Becky to tell us more about what happens if we believe.
If you believe in Jesus, say amen. Do you believe He died for all your sin? Do you believe He's coming back again? Oh, if you believe in Jesus, say amen. Do you believe He died for you and me? To save us from our sin and set us free? Do you believe He is your dearest friend? Oh, if you believe in Jesus, say amen. Do you believe He rose up from the dead? Do you believe the promises He said? Do you believe He's coming back again? Oh, if you believe in Jesus, say amen. If you believe in Jesus, say amen. Do you believe He died for all your sin? Do you believe He's coming back again? Oh, if you believe in Jesus, say amen. Amen!
And now it's Mary Beth's turn, and of course that means Scripture, some words from the Word of God, and this is from the book of Romans. All right, Mary?
Romans 8:14 through 18. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus, and the future is bright for me. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Oh, the wonder of such things could be. Hallelujah, for with Jesus divine all He shall be mine. And I'm an heir and a joint heir with Him.
We always like it when we have visitors in our studio, and today we have a family visiting us, and their little girl's going to sing for us. What is your name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie what?
Stephanie Bubba Hebert.
Oh, that's a big name. How old are you?
2.
Just 2 years old? Well, it's been a long time since we've had a 2-year-old on our program. Are you going to sing about having patience? Are you? Well, Uncle Charlie needs a lot of that, so you sing it especially for me, okay?
Okay. Have patience. Have patience, don't be unsatisfied when you get impatient. You'll only start the worry. Remember that God is patient too. And think about the children others have to wait for you.
Oh, that was so good, especially for me. Oh, I wish that we had television when we have little 2-year-olds on. How about singing God is so good for me, too, okay?
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. I hope you'll be able to visit with us again sometime in Company Corner. Hey, before we go on with our music and then on to our good story, let me remind you that if you're not using Keys for Kids, you are missing out on a great daily devotional for kids. And incidentally, we're sending thousands upon thousands of them to churches who order quantities. Information about that is printed right inside our Keys for Kids books. We will also be happy to put you and your family on our mailing list to get a copy every other month as it is published. There's a scripture to read, a good story that helps you understand what the scripture's all about, a memory verse, a how about you section where we ask you to think about what you've read and apply it to your own life, and then a key thought to sum up the day's devotional. And it's yours free of charge. Oh, we do so much appreciate those who help us with the printing and mailing costs, but it is not necessary. Listen to what some others are saying about Keys for Kids. My name is Rebecca. I really like your Keys for Kids books. They inspire me to do the right thing and make the right choices. I like the games in the back, too. Thanks for writing Keys for Kids. Keep on writing them and keep on touching someone's heart. And here's one from a mom. Our family has used Keys for Kids during our family devotions for at least 6 years. Thank you for helping us maintain consistent, age-appropriate devotions for our children. To get your first copy of Keys for Kids to see if it's something you'd like to get as a family or in quantities for your church, here's where to write. CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Ask for Keys for Kids. Oh, you can also email us if you'd like, and here's that email address. Keys for Kids, all one word, at CBH Ministries, also all one word, .org. Keys for Kids at CBHMinistries.org. And when you write, if you have a prayer request you'd like to share or a problem with which you'd like help, be sure to share that. We're here to help you all we can. And now it's time for
Memories, Memories.
Did you think I'd forgotten about our trip down memory lane this week? Actually, I've saved it for a bit later in the program so that it could come not long before the story. For you see, our visitor in memory lane is going to be doing the major part of our story today. Today, in our trip down memory lane, we're featuring none other than Aunt Bertha. For those of you who are new listeners to Children's Bible Hour, and every week we have many as we add new stations and as others find out about our program, Aunt Bertha was the director of Children's Bible Hour, doing what I'm doing right now, from about 1949 until her retirement in 1972, 10 years ago. When Aunt Bertha first came to Children's Bible Hour, it was to work in the office in 1947, for she had never said anything on the radio. In early 1949, CBH was looking for someone to direct the ministry, to be the host or hostess of the program, introducing the numbers and so forth. Aunt Bertha said, "Well, I'll do it, until you find somebody permanent." But the Lord had her in mind. By the way, all during this time of the 1940s, I was serving as a boy on the program, and then in 1956, came back after college days to work full-time with Aunt Bertha. Anyway, we don't have any tapes of Aunt B from the late 1940s, but we do have something from 1953, and she sounded like this as she opened the program.
And now here's Aunt Bertha. Well, hi, boys and girls, with a special hi to you and you, and especially to you, our shut-in cousins out there on the network lines. We're going to get off to a good start here now with our 15-year-old Linda, Stuart, the Sunshine Boys, and the cousins, all joining their instruments and voices in an old-time favorite, Onward, Christian Soldier.
In a moment, we're going to hear Aunt Bertha in a story that was taped in 1976, 4 years after she retired. By this time, she was starting to lose her eyesight, but she still wanted to help when she could. The story we're going to hear today is a very touching one, and it was based partially on the story of Aunt B's own brothers and sisters. The name of the story is Between Midnight and Dawn, and by the way, it was written by Aunt Bertha's brother, Harry Trover. Aunt Bertha went to be with the Lord in August of 1980. Just before we hear the story, Lisa, that's 8-year-old Lisa, is going to sing a medley of songs that I'm sure characterized Aunt Bertha's life, from Glory to Glory, He's Changing Me, and To Be Like Jesus.
From glory to glory, he's changing me, changing me, changing me. His likeness and image to perfect in me. The love of God shown to the world, for he's changing, changing me from earthly things to the heavenly. His likeness and image to perfect in me. The love of God shown to the world. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask, to be like him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, all I ask, to be like him.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Harry C. Trover, is entitled Between Midnight and Dawn. It was midnight, and the four children, Esther, Paul, Ruth, and John, were fast asleep in their beds. So fast asleep that they did not hear the phone ringing downstairs. But their father, who was not able to sleep, heard it and hurried down.
Hello.
It was the hospital calling to that his wife was growing weaker.
Really?
She might not live till morning.
I see.
She was calling for her husband and children. Could they come right away?
Yes. Yes, of course.
He put up the phone and went upstairs to
waken
the children. Still half asleep, he helped them pull on their clothes. While he tried to explain as carefully and gently as he could that they were going to the hospital to see their mother and why.
But, Dad, why are we going to the hospital now? In the middle of the night?
I'll tell you why, Esther. Listen, children, I suppose I should try to tell you now, before we get to the hospital, that...
Is Mother worse?
Yes, John. Much worse. No, please. No crying. Try not to cry. It'll be easier for all of us if you don't cry. You'll be a really big girl, won't you, Ruth?
I'll try, Dad. I don't want to cry. I know that if Mama dies, she'll go to heaven, but...
That's my girl. I know you can do it, honey. How about you, Paul?
I don't understand why we're going to the hospital now, Dad. What does Ruthie mean about Mama going to die? What is dying?
Well, for a Christian like your mother, to die simply means that you leave your home in this world to move to heaven and live with Jesus.
Well, if Mama moves to heaven, can't we go with her?
Yes, but not just now. A little later, we can all join her there. Now, if we're ready, we'll go down to the hospital to see Mother. It's very late. It's after midnight. Mother must be very, very tired. So we'll all go down and say goodnight to her. Hello, Mother. How do you feel?
Come close, all of you. There, that's better. I feel much better now that you're here. I'm so glad they let the children come in, too.
The doctor says we can't stay long, dear. It might tire you too much. Just a few minutes. Then I'm going to take the children over to Aunt Grace's house, and I'll come back and spend the rest of the night with you.
Have you told the children why they are here?
Yes. Yes, I think they understand.
Well, I just wanted a chance to have one last word with each of you before I go. Little Ruthie, you come close and let me hold your hand.
I love you, Mama.
And I love you, honey, so much. You know, you look more like your daddy every day. I'm glad you're a Christian like your daddy, too. Remember that day in the kitchen when you came in from your play and told me that you wanted to take Jesus into your heart? Oh, that was a happy day for me, honey. Good night, Ruthie. I'll see you in the morning.
Good night, Mama.
Paul, your daddy says you've been a very, very good boy while I've been in the hospital. I hope you'll always obey your daddy. Will you do that for me, son?
Yes, Mama, I will. And if I'm tempted to do bad things, I'll ask Jesus to help me.
That's good. That's good, honey. Good night, Paul.
Good night, Mama.
Esther, next to Johnny, you're the oldest. You have to be the little mother at our house while I'm gone.
I fixed the supper last night, Mother, all by myself.
And it was good, too. She can make potato soup almost as good as yours, Mother.
You've never given me a moment's sorrow, Esther. You've always been a good girl and a big help. You were the first one of our children to take Jesus into your heart. Walk close with Jesus, honey. Always. Good night, Esther.
Good night, Mother. Good night.
Johnny. Where are you, John?
Right here, Mother.
Come close. Let me hold your hand. So warm, so strong. You're a big boy now. But when you were very, very little, you used to come into my room in the middle of the night, crawl in bed with me, and we'd hold hands, and you'd fall asleep, holding hands. Remember?
Yes, I do.
You were the first child God gave to us, John. And the day you were born, your father and I dedicated you to the Lord. We named you John after the disciple that Jesus loved. And John loved Jesus, too. There's just a little ache in my heart tonight, son, because of you. You are the only one of my four children that I never led to trust the Lord Jesus. But I love you just the same, John. Goodbye, Johnny.
Goodbye? Mother, why do you say goodbye to me? You said goodnight to the others.
Because the other children have taken Jesus into their hearts, just as your father and I have done. One day, We will meet in heaven. So I say to them, good night. But you are not safe, son. And even though it grieves me, I must say goodbye to you. Unless you come to know the Lord Jesus, open your heart, and receive him as your own Savior, I'll never see you again, John.
Don't say goodbye to me, Mother. I know I've been lots of trouble to you. But before you go, I want you to pray with me. I want to be saved, Mother. I want to take Jesus into my heart.
Then all you have to say is, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Save me now and cleanse me.
Dear Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me. Make me a Christian, too. Wash away my sins and save me. please.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving me my family to keep for all eternity. And now, children, it's time for you to run along and go to bed. It's very late. I know you must be very tired. But before you go, let's all pray together our bedtime prayer, the first one you ever learned. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray thee, Lord, my soul to take. In Jesus' name, amen.
Story today was a bit different from the kind of story we usually have, wasn't it? But you know something? It's good to have a story like this once in a while to make us think. Am I ready to die? Am I ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ? How about it, boys and girls? Have you trusted Him as your own personal Savior and Lord? Right now, ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and life. Tell Him you're sorry for your sins and that you believe He died for you. If you need more help, perhaps you'd like to talk to your mom or dad, or maybe if you don't have a mom or dad who know the Lord Jesus as their Savior, you'd like to write to me. I'll be glad to help you all I can. Well, time's up for today's visit.
Before I go, a quick reminder that we'd love to put you on the mailing list to get Keys for Kids every other month. All you have to do is just write and ask for it. It's free for the asking. Here's where you can write. CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's CBH Ministries, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. You can also email us at keysforkids@cbhministries.org. That's keysforkids, all one word, at CBH Ministries, also all one word, .org. And when you write, if you'd like to tuck in a prayer request, if you have a problem you'd like to share, we're here to help in any way we can. Goodbye now. God bless you. Hey, see you again next week.